If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Album since the 2011 album The Riptide, and he had kind of a prolific career going from 2006 all the way to around 2011, and kind of went on a long hiatus until the most recent album No 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 that just came out. You can pick up that album out on 4AD Records, and I do believe on the regular label of Bada Bing Records. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff into the station. Later on, we'll have tracks from King Midas Sound, a artist on Merge Records called Hecta, some new stuff from Frill Jockey, and an album from David Heumann, and a blues album towards the end of the set. But first, right here on the program, you're going to hear some new stuff from Partisan Records, and they have a new release from a band called Dilly Dally. Kind of a garagey, stroke-sounding band. I think a bit of a comparison to the Strokes on this album. But anyways, I'll let you decide for yourself. You can hear a track off of that called, I do believe something called Green. Anyways, it's off the album called Soar by Dilly Dally out on Partisan Records. And then after that, you can hear, since they got some comparisons to Strokes, you can hear something from their frontman, Julian Casablancas, and his band called The Voids. And apparently these guys are supposed to come through town recently, but they unfortunately canceled. I do believe because they have a really elaborate stage set up, and they just weren't able to accommodate that at a lot of venues. So they ended up canceling the show, so hopefully Julian can make it back to Vancouver sometime soon. But anyways, you'll hear from him, his 2014 album that came out with The Voids, the debut album. After that, you can hear something from Calgary, a band sent to us from CJSW called Data Movement. First, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, right here on Canada Post Rock. This is a track.
Breakfast, Monday and late. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Pivone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And apologies for the technical difficulties at the start. It may have sounded like I was in a small, tiny room. But anyways, the wrong mic was positioned in the wrong spot. Usually that mic number 3 is in one spot. But anyways, so what you just heard was something from a artist out of Calgary. Named, I do believe it's called Retro's Finest. You can check them out at retrosfinest.bandcamp.com. But it could also be called Data Movement. It's quite confusing on the album cover, so I'm just going to not give it too much thought. Anyways, check out their Bandcamp at retrosfinest.bandcamp.com. You heard a track off of it called Colors and Noise. And prior to that, you heard Julian Casablancas and The Voids with a track called Where No Eagles Fly off the 2014 album called Tyranny. And you may know Julian Casablancas from his project called The Strokes. Anyways, before that, you heard something from Dilly Dally, a band out on the Partisan record label, which is also home to Holy Sons, and lots of other good stuff. Check them out. It's a pretty diverse label. Partisan Records. Anyways, you heard something from Dilly Dally and a band, or a album called Soar, and you hear the track called Green. So we'll keep going with some more stuff and move right into some electronic-oriented sets in this next little while. And up next, you can hear something from an artist named Hecta. And it's a new release from Merge Records, and it's the work of another Merge artist, and that's Lamb Chop. His name is Kurt Wagner, and he makes kind of a singer-songwriter-type music. He's got a really great deep voice, but on this Hecta project, it moves into a little bit more of an electronic-oriented set, a little bit different than Lamb Chop's albums. From an album called The Diet, you can hear a track off of that called Like You're Worth It. And then after Hecta, you're going to hear something from a new album into the station from King Midas Sound and Finesse. King Midas Sound usually puts out some albums on the Hyperdub record label, but this release came out on Ninja Tune Records, and it's a collaboration between another ambient artist, Finesse. But you're going to hear a track off of that called Loving or Leaving. But first, right here on CITR, this is brand new stuff from Merge Records. This is an artist named Hecta. This track is called Like You're Worth It.
Nothing left to stars when you're happy, in the stars when you're happy, in the stars when you're happy. Are you loving? Are you leaving? Let me know. If it's real, you better let those feelings show. Are you loving? Are you leaving? Let me know. If it's real, you better let those feelings show. If it's real, you better let go.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Cue It Up with your host, Jonathan Koo, for abrasive fight or flight music played at hot loud volumes, uncooperative songs for things that are not all right, punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and it's about the halfway point on the show. We're going to try to fit in as much as I can this evening. Got a lot of tracks queued up tonight. But anyways, what you just heard was something from that you heard the King Midas Sound and Finesse collaboration album called Edition 1. And you heard a track called Loving or Leaving. And prior to that was a artist on Merge Records called Hecta with a track called Like You're Worth It off the album called The Diet. And that's Kurt Wagner's side project. You may know Kurt Wagner from his project under the name Lamb Chop, also out on Merge Records. So if you're looking for something to do here at the University of British Columbia during your studies here, make sure you get involved with CITR Radio. It's a great way to enhance your degree while you're taking classes. A lot of different cool clubs you can join, but CITR is probably one of the coolest, in my opinion. There's lots of ways you can help out here. You can review music for Discorder. You can post it for shows. You can apply for a radio show and all kinds of different things. So check out the website, CITR.ca, and you can find out all the different ways you can get involved with the radio station here. So up next, you're going to hear something from an artist that's coming through town on Tuesday, October 6th, and that's Toronto's U.S. Girls. U.S. Girls previously had some stuff out on the Fat Cat record label, but their latest release called Half Free was just released on the 480 record label. You're going to hear a track off of that called Window Shades. And U.S. Girls is going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom. They're playing with an artist named Peaches. I'm going to have to find out more about that artist. Anyways, once again, U.S. Girls playing out on our October 6th here in Vancouver. After that, you're going to hear another Toronto artist that I do believe may have toured, possibly. I'm not sure. Anyways, and that's Katie Stelmanis, a older track when she just wondered her name, Katie. Now she goes under the name Ostra with her other band members. Anyways, you'll hear a older track called Believe Me off I think older 7-inch that you put it came out on Vice Records. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the latest album from U.S. Girls. Thank you. back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Katie Stelmanis, and that was one of her last releases under the name Katie Stelmanis. After that, she went under the name Ostra. That was a track called Believe Me that was also released on a 7-inch put out on Vice Records, but it was also featured in the 2009 Friends in Bellwoods compilation, Volume 2. And previously, Katie released an album, or released a track on the Friends in Bellwoods Part 1 in 2007. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we'll keep going with some more electronic-oriented set. You're going to hear something from a couple of acid techno artists. You're going to hear something from Bo Wanzer. Bo Wanzer has a new untitled album that just came out. You can hear a track off of that called Basement Dwellers. And I do believe Bo Wanzer is based out of Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. It's got some pretty interesting... I guess acid-oriented techno, but it's got like some kind of quirky synths and pretty out there stuff. So definitely check out some more stuff from Bo Wanzer. After that, you're going to hear something from Helena Hoff, a acid techno artist out of Hamburg, Germany. She came through town about last year at the New Forms Festival playing a closing set on, I do believe, the Saturday night, playing almost till 4 a.m. Anyways, her new album just came out called Discreet Desires, and I've been playing that quite a bit in the past week or so. Just discovered it, and it's going to be pretty much on my contender for album of the year. So check out some more stuff from Helena Hoff if you haven't. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Bo Wanzer. This track is called Basement Dwellers. And that was Helena Hoff with a track called Sworn to Secrecy off the album Discreet Desires that just came out last month. And prior to that, you heard something from Bo Wanzer and a track called Basement Dwellers off his new untitled release. And we'll keep going with some more experimental stuff. And you'll hear a Canadian artist out of Calgary, and that's Chad Van Galen, who just came through town. He's got a new collaboration album with a guy named Seth Smith. And it's called Seed of Dorzon, and it's not much like Chad Van Galen's solo work. It's a really experimental noise album that's broken up into two parts. And you can check out this label called Fun Dog Recordings for a copy of this. They might have a Bandcamp, off the check. Anyways, you're going to hear an excerpt of part one, which is actually a 13-minute track. But we'll hear an excerpt, and then we'll get back to you and see what else we can fit in before the close of the show. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Chad Van Galen and Seth Smith. Believe it or not, that was the latest release from Chad Van Galen and a collaboration with an artist named Seth Smith out of Calgary. That was an album called Seed of Dorzon, and you heard the excerpt of part one. So perhaps in coming weeks, we'll explore more tracks from this album. So I'm going to leave you this evening with a artist that I just caught a few days ago opening up for Godflesh, and that's Purient. That's the work of Dominic Furno. He's been quite prolific in the late 2000s, putting out tons of album releases, but in the past few years it's been kind of a little bit on hiatus. But he did release a recent album that you're not going to hear from tonight. You can hear an older album from 2005 called Black Vase, and you'll hear a track called Silent Mary. Check out some videos of Purient if you haven't seen them live, and it's just an absolutely amazing and incredibly intense and cathartic live show. Anyways, stay tuned for more great tunes on CITR. Keep it locked on 101.9 FM. Check out the website citrs.ca for podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. So I'm going to leave you with one last track this evening from Purient. This track is called Silent Mary.
catching breath. Anyway, tuning in. I do my best to harbor it.